Secondly, handling gains and losses. Throughout our lives, we are continually faced with many gains and losses. When we receive a promotion, immediately we feel elated. Once others take advantage of us, we become dejected and miserable. Due to the various factors beyond our control, many of us lead a life apprehensive about gains and losses. In a way, life is like a roller coaster that goes up and down. While it is said that we should not be overjoyed by gains and distressed by losses, how many of us can truly live accordingly? The sixth patriarch of the Chan school of Buddhism once said, "No phenomena will be obtained. Then you can establish all phenomena." If you reflect upon the ups and downs in your career, are they really as critical as you once thought? Our lives span no more than a handful of decades. What have we really gained? What have we really lost? Fame and fortune are as permanent as a fleeting dream or the autumn frost. It is often said, we came into this world empty-handed, and we will leave empty-handed. What can we gain? Regarding life's gain or loss, the Heart Sutra says it well. No eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, or mind. No form, sound, smell, taste, touch, or dharma. No object of sight and no consciousness. No ignorance nor its extinction. When we can move beyond form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and dharma, then we can see into emptiness and realize that there is really nothing to be gained. In the world of emptiness, there is no gain or loss to be had. When we understand this, we are better equipped to deal with the ups and downs of life. This illustrates that our entire life has been pursuing that which has no shape and form, and the duality of self and others, right and wrong, these are not true gains. Bodhi cannot be gained physically, cannot be gained mentally, but through the elimination of all forms. Gains and losses can only exist on the premise of substantiality. On the premise of emptiness, there are no gains or losses. Concerning issues of gains and losses, we should think in this light. If we understand the philosophy of emptiness, what will our life be like? Suppose that we were cheated out of money or got robbed. Normally, we would be very upset. But once we understand the philosophy of emptiness, we realize that, without exception, all phenomena arise from causes and conditions. All phenomena exist based on dependent origination and without an independent, inherent self. Though we were robbed, perhaps because we owe a debt from a previous life, let us look at it as paying back the debt we owed. If we can think in this way, we can be free from the mentality of being apprehensive of gains and losses. Suppose you used to be very famous and held a high position in society, but due to slander, your reputation became suddenly ruined. In such times, you can think, without a high position, I'm relieved of all pressures. Let's return from glamour to simplicity. In this way, fame and social standing can both be let go of. This is the application of the philosophy of emptiness. If we can see through things in this way, we can maintain a serene composure, even when aging and sickness arrive. I really enjoyed listening to monastic chanting when I was a young child. When I joined the monastic order, I was quite disappointed to find out that I did not have the natural ability to chant. Chanting was a very important part of my monastic duties at that time. Many of my peers were given special recognition because of their chanting ability. I felt I was not living up to the requirements of being a monk. Upon further reflection, I became convinced that there were other ways I could contribute. I could help others through my writing. I began to write articles and publish books. The proceeds from my work helped me buy the land upon which Fogongshan now stands. Therefore, nothing in this world is absolutely bad. Was my poor ability to chant bad for me in the long run? If I have the ability to chant well, At most, I will be a monk who can chant. Because I can't chant, I have devoted my energy in other directions. The end result was that because of one's disaster, one gained a great fortune. When we encounter certain losses, there is no need for despair because we might gain something else. What is important is to know how to understand and apply ourselves.